Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Prof. Hello, Prof.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you. Are you well?
Very, very well, thank you. It's just a little bit hot again today.
A little bit hot again, but I must tell you, hot and good. Are you based in the Cape?
No, I'm in the Centurion area.
Oh, no, no, we are in the same area, actually. You could have been in the
That's
studio.
That's right.
You could have been in the studio. Thank you so much. Now, Prof, while all cancers, while not all cancers are preventable, many cases can be reduced through healthy choices and early detection. So today we want to explore how lifestyle changes and regular screenings can be life-saving tools. So what are some practical ways to reduce the risk of developing cancer?
You know, you're touching on very, very important issues. And I'm very thrilled that you mentioned that prevention is not really the issue, because we cannot really prevent something from happening, but we can reduce the risk.
Yep.
And that is within our power and within our hands, and we've got the choices to make to assist us to reduce the risk.
Mm.
And I think, you know, the very first things that we must talk about is, again, the sins of the love of the Minister of Finance that he calls sins. And this will result in me saying, do not smoke. Do not consume alcohol. Those are two important things. That's why, you know, he likes them, but he calls them sins because it brings in money for the government. And unfortunately, that money isn't spent on healthcare. That is the worst part about having those things taxed. But in any event, you know, and having spoken about do not smoke, do not use tobacco.
Yeah, and
it's called IARC, and that is the International Agency for Research on Cancer. They have just released the result. They have investigated, and it's the first time that we now have scientific evidence that the so-called vapes, these non-tobacco things that people smoke, even though they may not contain the same chemicals as tobacco, but there is a link between vaping and cancer. So that is something that we've got to get out of it. So don't vape. Don't use tobacco. Do not consume alcohol. Live a healthy lifestyle. Cut down on red meat. Very, very important. And rather use fish and some white meat. And, you know, there are so many people who believe that pork, because when you cook pork, it becomes very pale in color, and they believe it's white meat. It's not. It's red meat.
Mm-mm.
Then another important thing is that we've got to be as active as we possibly can.
Mm-mm.
And that's not only reducing the risk of cancer. It reduces the risk of so many other non-communicable diseases.
Mm-mm.
We've got to be as active as possible. I am 80 years old at the moment, and I still walk 2 to 3 kilometers every morning. And when I say walk, I don't wander. I really take a brisk walk so that I feel that I'm breathing quicker, and you feel that you're getting tired. That is the important thing. Have good exercise. Don't be a couch potato.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then also, on the other hand, get vaccinated. You know, the anti-vaccine lobbies are so strong.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're telling us a whole lot of nonsense. God has given mankind the scientific insight and knowledge to create vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
And that is to protect us.
Are you talking about the
vaccines? We see so many times now that the measles epidemics are flaring up in different places in South Africa and other countries because children are not being vaccinated. And I'm not only talking vaccination, measles, and other children's diseases. I'm talking about things like human papillomavirus, which causes vaginal cancer, cervical cancer, anal cancer, penile cancer, head and neck cancers. So have all the vaccinations that you possibly can. talk to your health provider and hear what vaccinations are available for you and make sure that they are up to date.
Yep. Yep.
That is, in a nutshell, the very important things of how we can reduce our risk for cancer and at the same time for other non-communicable diseases.
But lovely. You know, one of the things I liked that you mentioned is, you know, not only should people not smoke, because this vaping business has been promoted as an alternative to smoking. And I'm glad that you are saying, no, it's not an alternative, because you are still going
yes,
to
get, you know,
get
people
cancer.
Want to say it's healthier.
Yes.
My goodness me, you know, how people can say that. But, you know, the people who say things like that is they want to make money.
Yeah.
And people who say that as well are the people who are so addicted to nicotine that they now vape because they cannot go without the nicotine.
Now, how can individuals take charge of their health and advocate for early testing?
Again, you know, we've got to make sure in what age group we fall and talk to your healthcare provider and say, look, this is my age. What are the cancers and the health issues that really affect my age group? Mm-hmm. And make sure that you know which screening tests are available.
Hang on, Prof.
For instance, women with their breasts, they've got to do monthly breast self-examination.
Yeah, yeah.
Most breast cancers are picked up by women themselves when they do their breast examination. Mm-hmm. They screen themselves and they feel a lump and they go to the doctor and it's investigated and something can be done about it. And I must add, you know, not only women, men can also get breast cancer. I think I mentioned it the day before yesterday. We mustn't forget that, especially men around about age 50, it becomes really a much bigger issue. Not the same numbers as for women, but percentage-wise, more men die of breast cancer than women, because treating breast cancer in a male is much more problematic, because there's no tissue that one can work with, that one can perform surgery on, and men don't do so well with chemotherapy. So apart from that, we've got to make sure that we do other screenings as well, like pap smears for women, again, for cervical cancer. Men should go regularly to the doctor and have a PSA test. That is the prostate-specific antigen test. And that is a test that will tell us if there's something wrong with the prostate.
Yeah.
It doesn't say that there's cancer. It tells you there's a problem with the prostate gland. Then you have it investigated and you make sure whether it is just an inflammatory condition or whether it's just enlargement of the prostate or whether it is cancer. So go and find out what screenings are available for you. Have them done and keep them up to date. Because I think I said that the day before yesterday as well. We've got to have these things screened and looked after early, because an early diagnosis or early diagnosis leads to early treatment, and early treatment to the possibility of an earlier cure, and even when it is cancer, the possibility of going into remission.
Now, Prof, you're talking about the testing of the prostate. I do know that many men, there's a man here in the studio now, and he could benefit from this, but they rather not go for the prostate testing because they are not comfortable with they call it an unwelcome intrusion.
Digital rectal examination.
Exactly, physically. So,
do you know,
has technology now advanced? Can it be tested without really being, you know, physical in one's behind?
Yes. And go and speak to your urologist.
Okay.
And ask him, is there any other alternative? Because there are a screening test nowadays in the form of radiological examinations where it can really diagnose prostate cancer very accurately.
True.
But then I want to say to us guys, you know, we believe we are the hunters. We cannot be hunted. We are the strong ones.
Yep.
But listen how weak we are when we talk about a digital rectal exam. What happens to a lady when she goes for her pap smear?
True.
She goes and she lies there and she's exposed and they take tissue sample. They're scraping off cells from the cervix.
Yeah.
My goodness me. And for this little bit of uncomfort for a man, it lasts about 10, 15 seconds and he's gone away. But it's not necessary to have a digital rectal exam. Speak to your urologist.
Fantastic.
Speak to your medical doctor.
Now, Doc, before I let you go, you know, the cancer nowadays seems not to be having any age preference. You know, you got people as young as in their 20s, you know, having cancer. In fact, not even 20s. At one point, I had a teen who was said to have some kind of cancer. I mean, what's happening these days?
Yes, you know, and this is the terrible thing about cancer. Mm. And we're seeing many men younger than I am now, and I'm not that much younger. Even during the time that I was about 40 years and 50 years old, now that's about 30 years back, we hardly ever heard of colorectal cancer.
True.
Nowadays, we have people in their late 20s and early 30s being diagnosed. That's just one example. Women got breast cancer in their 50s and 60s. Now we've got girls and ladies again in their 20s and 30s being diagnosed with breast cancer. Why? I have one possibility, and I think it's more than just a possibility. Mm-hmm. We are living in a toxic soup. Do you know that there are so many new man-made chemicals that are discovered every day?
Yeah.
There's something like about 10, 15,000 new chemicals discovered every year. And of those, not 10% are tested to see what their effect is on human, animal health, on the environment. We don't test these things. We just have them available because they seem to make our life easier and they really creating problems. Air pollution is another thing that we can do a lot about. And yet we do very little about air pollution. Here we have the president of the strongest country in the world. He went and withdrew his country from the World Health Organization and from the Paris Agreement pertaining to climate changes.
Climate change.
And pollution is part of that.
Yeah. Well, Prof, I must thank you so much for your time. Our time is truly far spent, but because we're not going to be speaking tomorrow, I do want you to, if you know of any of the myths about cancer prevention that are out there, because, you know, people can hear things but that are not necessarily medically correct, and they say, no, if you do this and to do that, it will prevent cancer. Are there some which are quite prevalent, the myths?
Yes, you know, but seeing that we don't have much time now, let me go and have a look and try and remember what we spoke about today and the day before yesterday. And then I'm going to definitely get back to your studio and I'm going to say to you, look, when you next have an opportunity, let's chat again and let's touch on 1, 2, and 3.
Okay. I suppose that we can do that sometime next week. We'll talk to the producer to organize.
Great. It was so lovely talking to you, and thank you for being the host this afternoon.
Lovely. Thank
you. And good health to everybody.
Thank you so much, Prof, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Lovely. Goodbye.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.